Sarcastic Voyage has embarked on a modest undertaking to chronicle the entirety of human history in sketch form. Join us as we uncover the mysteries of the past in our ongoing feature, which we call History. It's not as good as it used to be. In 1867, the Confederation of Canada became the first imperial colony to gain its independence by asking for it politely.
Your Majesty, we humbly and respectfully request self-governing dominion so that we might better defend ourselves and also build a railroad to connect our various provinces.
Permission granted, subject.
Sorry.
Dear Sarcastic Voyage, how are you? I am fine. As a Canadian listener, and I am led to understand that Canadians make up a significant portion of your listenership, I must protest that previous sketch? Was it even a sketch? The implication seems to be that Canada has a bland history, unrife with any sort of defining conflict. We are a nation with a proud heritage that was proudly depicted in the award-winning Canadian Heritage Minutes series. Not every country has to build its culture on bloodshed, after all. Although we did burn down the White House in 1812. Sorry about that. Sincerely, not mad. Just disappointed. In Medicine Hat.
Dear disappointed, on behalf of Sarcastic Voyage, we would like to apologize to you and your compatriots for that, frankly, lazy attempt at sketch comedy. Please accept this replacement sketch at no additional charge.
Hand me the matches there, eh? I'm gonna burn down the American White House.
Boy, they'll never get this.
You're damned right. Sorry.
Sorry.
Dear Sarcastic Voyage, how are you? I am fine. I am writing in regards to your second attempt to produce a history sketch about Canada. While you probably did capture a defining moment in Canadian history, there wasn't really much, you know, there, you know? You've done 3 to 5 minutes on everything from proto-humans migrating from Africa to besieged French people eating their zoo animals. As the biggest country on Earth, do we not deserve more than 3 lines of dialogue? And forgive me for saying so, but is it absolutely necessary to depict us in quite so conciliatory a fashion? Maybe you just think the way we say sorry is funny. Apologetically yours, etc.
Dear Et, apart from the White House thing, the only other interesting fact we know about Canada is that they built a robotic arm for the space shuttle in the 80s.
We also invented Superman and Winnie the Pooh.
Well, I don't think those...
And we have our own space needle. We call it the CN Tower.
That's not exactly...
The Barenaked Ladies? Alanis Morissette?
We never said Canada didn't...
One of our Prime Minister's wives was a regular at Studio 54.
What are we supposed to do with that?
I don't know. I'm sorry.
Of course you are.